You go to your local Mickey D's and I order a Kewpie with cheese, supersized. American, after all. I'm a glutton and I need more. A measly 800 calories and 50 grams of fat is a drop in the bucket. I want 1,000 calories and 70 grams of fat, porco. And you're going to fork it over, Mickey. So, I have the expectation. Are you ready? I have the expectation that McDonald's has the beef patties, that they have the bun, that they have the cheese, that they have the pickles. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce special. All the things from the Burger King Have It My Way commercial, right? That my expectation as the customer is that they have all these things and they're going to place them in the proper order to assemble it into a, what do they call it in France, Metacritifer? A Royale? They're going to assemble it into a Royale. No, a Royale is a Big Mac, isn't it? So I have the...
Quarter pounder.
Is that a quarter pounder? Okay, so they're going to assemble it into a Royale for me. Pache Samuel... or John Revolting in Pulp Fiction. So my expectation is that I'm going to receive this in exchange for that. So I go ahead and pay him for it. Now look, I don't have it in my hands. I can see them back there. They're working furiously to make it, but I don't yet have it. But I go ahead and I pay the $7.99 or whatever it is with tax, right? So what has just occurred? I have just assumed that a transaction is going to be completed. I have given a, or I have made a leap of faith that the ingredients exist. It's honest now, out of honesty, and they're going to ultimately give me the burger. Now, what if the clerk at McDonald's then comes to the counter and says, "Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but, yeah, we didn't have the beef. We oversold." Okay, well, I'll wait for the, next round to be, unfrozen. No, sir, you don't understand. We don't have the beef. You were supposed to leave in between ordering and picking up, and you didn't. We oversold, so... you don't get a sandwich. Well, do I get my money back? No, you don't get your money back, dummy. And if you want to rebook the sandwich, boy, howdy, is it going to cost you? Mr. Church, that's not the same thing. Well, yes, it is. If you buy an airline ticket, you have the expectation that, attached to the ticket is a seat. And attached to the seat is the rest of the body of a plane. And attached to the body of a plane is a contraption that you can walk down in air-conditioned comfort to get on the plane, and attached to that is the airport, and attached to that is the road, et cetera, et cetera. We have expectation of fulfillment. It goes without saying that to sell something knowing that you don't actually have that amount of product is a fraud. It's not ethical. But we live in a world where ethics have been trampled upon. Who cares about ethics? What I really want is to be able to fly all over hither and thither and yon, whenever and wherever I wish to, because this is America. This is the Western world, and this is what we do. We travel to go find enjoyment because we're so miserable where we currently reside. And enjoyment is just one plane ride away. Nirvana is to be found.